New research is out showing that a quarter of Australians are working longer hours per week than the average doctor. And we all know doctors work incredibly long hours. And it seems it isn't changing over the summer holidays. In fact, more than a third of small business owners will be working the same number of days as they usually do without a break. I want to find out a little bit more about these long working hours for small businesses. On the line is Bo Bertoli, CEO of the online small business lender Prosper. Now, Prosper does advertise with us, but that's not why I'm talking to them. I just want to find out about their latest research. Bo, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Natalie.
So you've compared small business owners to doctors. I'm guessing that's because we know doctors are slaving away in the health system. How many hours does the average doctor work, and how does that compare to small business owners?
Yeah, well, it's pretty surprising. I mean, you know, doctors are well renowned for working, you know, 50, 60 hour, even more weeks. You know, the kind of levels of overtime they put in is pretty strenuous. And I think it's an often forgotten fact that small business owners, you know, right across Australia are putting in significantly long hours themselves and, you know, working really, really hard to make their business a raging success. And, you know, some of the research that we conducted, you know, not just saw that 25% are working more than 50 hours a week, but yeah, the 25% are also working 7 days a week. And to some people that might not be surprising, but certainly to us it was a real insight into just how hard the typical Australian small business owner is really working, not just at the festive season right now, but right across the year.
Well, I know with small businesses, it's near impossible to clock off when you own it, because when you're not working, you're often not earning. You found that the small business owners who do take time off over Christmas, nearly a quarter continue to work remotely while they're away.
Yeah, that's right. And I think we live in an age where it's more and more difficult to actually disconnect from your business and disconnect from your work. So absolutely, we're seeing that, you know, small business owners are, they're very dedicated to their business. They want to make sure that they're putting themselves in the best position to succeed. And even when they do take a bit of a break, you know, this time of year with their family, if they do happen to close up their business for a few weeks even, we live in an age where technology makes it so simple to click in and see, you know, your performance, your statistics, your banking.
Your emails,
email. You're always kind of connected in this day and age. And that does make it hard for small business owners to actually take a proper break and reset and refresh.
When do you think that became the norm? I mean, in the old days we were quite strict about trading over holidays like this, and obviously that's changed. When do you think that this idea of not taking time off over Christmas, especially given Christmas falls on a Monday, so it's quite easy to make it a long weekend, when do you think that this really became the norm for small businesses?
Look, I think we've definitely seen a shift in the last 5 years. It's, there's certain legislation that's been, you know, going through that's enabling businesses and really encouraging businesses to trade on more and more of the public holidays and so forth. And I think business owners in general are, just really, really keen to continue the growth of their business. So it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy in some regards, where you make it easier for small business owners to trade, and small business owners will do what they do best, and that is run their businesses. So, yeah, we've definitely seen a shift in the last 5 years. And, you know, at Prosper, we're business owners ourselves. You know, we started up over 5.5 years ago with two of us, and we now employ 150 people. And, you know, in our first few years, we used to close, you know, between Christmas and the first and second week of January. And now we only close on the public holidays. We trade all the way through. So it's a thing that many business owners just see themselves, you know, wanting to maximise their trade and maximise their results through the period, and as a result, it's getting harder and harder, I think, for people to actually disconnect and have that break that they all deserve.
Okay, let's go back to this research just before I let you go. Tell me about which sectors are putting in the longest hours over the Christmas period. Which industries and sectors are the worst when it comes to the long hours?
So there's a few industries that really stand out. So places like hair and beauty, you know, obviously with lots of Christmas parties and events going on. Retail is obviously a real boom industry, you know, as are some of the arts and lifestyle. Even hospitality is also going through a real rapid boom at the moment. And then obviously if you're related to tourism, you know, now's a peak time as well. So there's plenty of sectors in the economy that are you know, really at their peak time, and where small business owners are finding it very difficult to actually stop and tools down for the period.
Okay, Bo, well, thank you so much for your time and for giving us some insight into this. I'm sure that we've got a lot of people listening that are on their way to work thinking, yes, I know exactly what you're thinking. So thank you so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for your time.
No worries. That's Bo Bertoli there, the co-CEO of online small business lender Prosper. Let me know what you think. 131873, has your work practice changed dramatically in that you're now working right through Christmas where you didn't used to before? Are you working longer hours than you used to? And I'm pretty sure that most small business owners don't get the chance to clock off. Most of them are working 7 days a week. Let me know what your work hours and your workload is like, especially over this Christmas break. I'm curious if you're going to be working right through because you own your own business and you need to keep it running. Let me know, 131873.